This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio as we rant here. Oh my God!
Rant.
Okay, so and by the way, I think it should be stated, and Rich so aptly stated that ranting doesn't mean being angry. I love that. We're just talking about whatever it is that we're talking about. What's up, Paul? You're ranting today? Come on, man. Drop in, brother. Yeah, get
We need a caller.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to sit down. You're going to hang out. You're calling somebody. Okay, what's up, Paul? All right, so here's the thing. Ranting doesn't necessarily mean angry. It just means, like, anything that we're talking about, anything that's interesting. And one of the things that is definitely interesting, and Mary Goulet, you have to speak to this. This is actually going to be our last episode. I don't know if you're doing another show before this.
No.
So this is it for you, too.
Yes.
Good golly, Ms. Molly. All right.
Well, yeah, I'm not. I'm happy. Change is good, but I've been here 14 years, and to leave this space.
Yeah.
I have a lot of memories in these hallways here.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know. And the paint has probably not changed since the first day you walked in.
Correct.
It's the same.
Exactly. And the clocks haven't changed.
It's still 3 hours, right? All right. So let me ask you this. 14 years. This is our last episode here in this studio. We've only been doing Reinvention Radio for about a year and a half, but you've been in this studio, in this building, for 14 years. What's like, think back, like, what's the most, oh my God, so many shows. Right? You probably can't even, like, think. I mean, there's hundreds of shows and thousands of hours. Like, what's, like, give me, like, one or two, like, really, like, vivid memories.
Oh, gosh.
Over those years.
Putting me on the spot.
I know. Now I'm curious.
Vivid memories. Having my kids in studio was always fun. Mm-hmm. They're a little crazy. Try to keep them in the green room. Doing a year show with Rusty Nails for Sign mm-hmm. on San Diego. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. And having people all around San Diego come in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hilarious. You remember him on the show.
Sure, sure.
You just caught like 5% of him.
Yeah.
His personality.
And he was on his way out when he came in.
And just the awesome people that I met. Wade.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Chris Murch, the founder of the studio who has since passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just awesome.
So.
Internet talk was not popular.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
And then we were like the first radio station, WS Radio was.
Yeah. And this is where we met. So we met here in this state. This is where Rich
Yote. All three of us met here.
And now we have our children together, and it's been wonderful. Thanks, Rich, for that.
Oh,
I appreciate
brother.
That. And so, all right. So very cool. Lots of good memories. We're moving to a new studio, so it's not like we're going anywhere. We're just taking a little 1 week break, I think, from doing it live, and then we'll come back and do it live. Oh,
yes.
Man, at the new place. That's exciting. A new beginning.
Further away for me.
Well, not terribly further away from you.
Just one exit.
Closer to Nordstrom's. Yay!
Closer to Nordstrom's.
Yeah, exactly. Just go straight instead of getting on the freeway.
Yeah, so you are open now.
Now you're open
to the move as opposed to closed. So, Rich, are you open to the move or do you feel yourself being closed? Okay, so you're
I've been
open
from
to
the
it.
Beginning.
All right, and so if we didn't meet Mary Goulet, of course, we wouldn't have this wonderful show that we do together, but we also wouldn't have someone to watch our dogs when we go out of town. And so you're going to watch our dogs when we go out of town, which is awesome.
Yes.
You love the dogs and the girls love the dogs, which is very cool. And do you know what tomorrow is?
Friday.
It is Friday, but do you know what's special about Friday?
No.
It is National Dog Day.
You have to post some of those funny pictures of your dogs.
Did you know it's National Dog Day?
No, because I don't have a dog.
Well, of course, then how would you know? Rich, did you know it was National? You didn't know. You had no clue. All right, so
he has two dogs.
And let me ask you a question. So if you had a dog, let's just say hypothetically you had a dog, what do you think it costs to own a dog in the first year of ownership nowadays?
$1,000.
That's close. What do you think?
$1,500.
Yeah, it's interesting. So about $1,300 for smaller dogs. Up to $1,800 for the largest breeds. I didn't know that. Interesting, interesting. And then after that first year when they got all their spaying and neutering and all that fun stuff, what do you think it costs to own a dog every year? After the first year with all those expenses and whatnot.
Well, my dog was, I had a Weimaraner for 17 years.
And what is that? Is that a skinny little?
It's a bird dog. It's a cousin of the German Shorthair Pointer. It's a pointer.
Oh, those are the cute ones, right?
The gray ones that William Wegman would dress up in clothing, make them look like people.
Like the one in the hat in the Game of Thrones, that one.
Yeah, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Okay, that one, right? The little dog in the hat. Yeah, so what about that one?
She was crazy. She ate a whole julienne pie. She ate a turkey carcass.
What?
Yeah, she would just like wanted food, and so she would tall enough to get up onto counters and like grab stuff.
Oh man!
So how much did I spend in vet bills over her lifetime?
Right.
Jesus, I have no
idea. Turkey bones out of places.
Seriously,
turkey, right?
Oh, it gets exponential when they get old.
So what? Yeah. So what do you think? So if you had to put a number on it, and this there's two different figures, but ask. Puts out one figure that's like a science to prevention of cruelty to animals
500?
Or whatever it is. That's very good. Yeah, it's like five. They say it's 580 for a smaller breed, up to 875 for a big breed. But others have it at much, much more. They put it around $3,000, factoring in pet sitting, dog training, teeth cleaning, and emergency vet visits.
And I can tell you the difference in those two numbers.
Do tell.
And it's not just $2,500.
Okay, do tell.
It's... The people who over time fall more in love with their pets tend to spend the $3,000 because of care. And then there's people like ours that were just letting their teeth fall out instead of taking them to the vet.
Right. And let's talk about that for a second. So there was a point in time where a friend of ours had a dog that had something going on that required surgery and this, that, and the other. And it was going to be like $4,000. To do whatever it was that needed to be done. And I was like, fuck that, man. Just let that dog do whatever it's going to do. Take that 4 G's, spend $200 on a dog in an alley, you know, and just like literally, because that's how we bought our first dog. We met a guy in an alley. And
you did not.
We did, totally. Like, we went to a pet store and we were looking around. And this guy's like, psst, you looking for a dog? And I was like, well, yeah, we kind of are. He's like,
we're in a pet store.
He's like, follow me. So like literally, so like we did, like, it's like dumb people evidently that we are. We got in our car. He had his car. He was like in an old broke down like 70s Cadillac. It was like one of those big boats.
Sounds like a puppy,
you know?
Miller to me,
right? It was like a big boat, and it was like red. I remember this car. It was like one of those two-door big caddies. Maybe it was a Lincoln, whatever it was. And like literally, we're going through the back alleys of Chicago and like driving through God knows where, and he pulls up in this
you
alley back to this house.
You did not use your inner GPS on that one.
We didn't
so wait,
use our...
A dude is sitting in the pet shop and out of the blue, psst, and then turns into going down alleys, down roads, far
dude,
away.
Dude, like, do you know me? I'm a Jew. He's like, I got dogs, and I'm thinking like $400
free.
For this, right? And I'm thinking like $400 for this dog.
So he's just waiting for a sucker to walk
he's just
in.
Waiting, no, he's waiting for a Jew to walk in, and here I
and
am.
And Lena went with you?
And Lena went with me. So funniest story, I shit you not, you can't even make this stuff up. So we pull up, so we're in the back of an alley. Our car is behind his car. He gets out of his car. He walks through one of these little fence thingies in the back alley of Chicago. That's how they are. They got the garages in the back and the fences, and you walk into your yard, your back porch and back of the house, whatever.
Steal someone's dog.
So I shit you not. So he goes in, and like, and sure enough, you can see like there are dogs like running around, and you know, there's like four or five dogs running around the yard, and a few of them on the porch and whatnot. And he comes out, and he's got this you know, this really cute little puppy. You know, it's like super cute. And he's like, you know, because we had told him we were looking for a small dog, you know, maybe like a dachshund, poodle, terrier, you know, kind of mix, or, you know, something like that. Something that would stay smaller, something that maybe not shed too much. And so he comes out, he's got this cute little puppy, you know, and he brings it in, he looks and he hands it to us, and we're holding him, and it's so cute, you know, and we're like, wow, what kind of dog is this? He's like, oh, you know, I think it's like a dachshund, like poodle, like a terrier kind of mix. So he's like basically just like puking back like everything
Boy,
we said that
good.
We wanted. So like he's really good. And so, and you're like, yeah, you know, I don't know, not really sure, and maybe this isn't the one, you know, I don't know, whatever. It's like, what else do you got? So he takes the dog and he goes back behind the fence and he comes back out and he says, well, what about this dog? And he shows us the same dog. So like we have this ongoing joke that like he took the dog behind the fence and he like ruffled its hair like real good and shook it out real good and made it, you know, turn it around and like put it in his left hand instead of his right. What about this dog? And we were like,
oh,
that dog is so cute. We'll take it. And it was like literally the same dog. And so we spent, it was totally the same dog.
What made you say yes all of a sudden?
Because we didn't know what else he was going to come back with.
We felt
trapped in an alley.
Well,
and we
is
were
that
like,
Pema or Ananda, or is that before that?
That was Loka. That was the dog we ended up naming Loka. And by the way, it speaks to like dog names. Like if you name something, it will be that something. Like our dog Loka was fucking nuts, man. I mean, like she was like, we figured out she was half pit bull, half like toy collie. So that mating session, I am glad I did not witness. But somehow a toy collie and a pit bull ended up having this dog, because that's what the vet told us, is like toy collie pet, you know, whatever kind of thing. Pit bull. And so, no, that was Loka, and that dog was just nuts. And then our dogs now
are hilarious.
Pema, which is, by the way, named after a Buddhist monk, a female Buddhist monk, Pema, which also means like lotus, right?
Okay.
So she's just this sweet flower of lotusing. And Ananda, which means bliss. And she is just the sweetest. So moral of the story is, first of all, if your dog is going to have like, you know, some crazy expensive repair kind of thing needed, think about it. Like, really, would you do it? Like, if your dog, like, would, like, rhyme or rhyme or whatever thing you would, if it needed $4,000 in surgery or whatever, would you do it?
Oh, man, I was so crazy about that dog, I probably would have.
You would have done it?
At that time. But now, I don't even want a dog.
I know, right? So, what would you do, Rich? Like, if you had a family dog, would you do it?
It really depends. Like, if that was going to extend the dog's life, for sure, yeah.
If it was maybe
if
just,
not, I'd try to find one of those, like, pet sanctuary things where they just let the dogs go run, because like I've heard that's helped them. Like they just run in the fields with a bunch of other dogs, and that pack mentality cures a bunch of their stuff.
Interesting. Yeah. But so is that sort of like doggy hospice? Like, you know, you just kind of put
more like doggy
therapy.
I don't know what
reinvention.
Like there we go. We got it.
Commune. Doggy commune.
A doggy commune. All right. So moral of the story is, number one, don't buy a dog from a back alley. Number two, if you're not prepared to spend like $4,000 or whatever it is a year on your dog, if your dog has a thingy, don't get a dog. But ultimately, just remember to spay and neuter your pets. And I'm Bob Barker, and we'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
Got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olshan, visit reinventionradio.com.